And I would imagine one of the busiest weeks for this man, but he takes the time to visit us here on WICC. Mr. Stu Leonard Jr. is here. Hey, Stu, how are you?
Good morning, Melissa. Happy holidays to you.
Oh, my gosh, how busy are you? My mother was just there a few days ago.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's really busy. Obviously, everybody's getting ready for the Christmas holiday and Hanukkah. But the thing that that happens is tomorrow is the busiest day of the year.
Is it really? For you guys?
Most people, they want to run out and get all their fresh products, you know, and their and then Wednesday, most of the people prep it at their house. They get it all ready and so forth.
Fair.
And then, you know, Thursday and Friday will be your holiday dinner family time. Yeah.
Fair, fair. Well,
it's like that every year, like clockwork, and, you know, I'm usually like super busy right now.
Well, I mean, that's why I'm very grateful. And now I see why you wanted Monday instead of Tuesday. That makes a lot of sense. And I'm really glad. Listen, I love to start a work week with you, especially a holiday week, starting off talking with you. Yeah, my mom was just at your storefront in Norwalk on Friday, and we had eggnog from your store yesterday. It was delightful.
Oh,
it was so good. It was so good.
You know what? We only sell it at the holidays, but eggnog is just tradition, you know?
And, so good.
Plus, Melissa, have you tried putting a little rum in there?
We actually, you know, I got to be honest with you. We actually put, a friend of ours had made homemade Bailey's, and so we put that in there.
It was
superb. Honestly, I'm going to ask them to make one and like one of their little jars. And the next time we hang out, I will send it home with you and Kim. And if you guys would like to try it, mix it though with only your eggnog. That's what we used. And it was the best eggnog I've honestly ever had.
I'd have to try that.
Yes.
I don't know of anybody that made Bailey's before, but Bailey's is obviously everybody loves Bailey's. So.
Yes.
Combining the two, I never heard. Maybe I'll try a little bit.
Listen, I got you, my guy. Bomb.com.
Okay.
I would never, ever steer you wrong. I will be sure to ask our friend if they can make a little jar for you and Kim, and I'll send it home with you the next time I see you. Yes.
Oh, you remembered Kim's name. Isn't that nice?
Of course. Well, you know, you guys are like, you know, famous, important people, and I've had the pleasure of actually interviewing your wife once before on this show, and that was one of the honors of my lifetime. Are you kidding me? Yes, I adore your wife, so... Can't forget her name.
Well, thank you. She works over at the wine store over there and loves helping everybody with picking their best wine for the holidays.
Yeah. Well, it certainly is a family affair over there at Stu Leonard's. I didn't know, honestly, which direction to go, but because we're talking about you and your lovely wife, I think this is the first story I'm going to talk about. It was, you know, maybe... For you, maybe this felt like this was totally natural, but I think for the general population, including myself, it was very shocking to see that you are starting to, it sounds like, wind down from the company a little bit, Stu Leonard Jr. I was reading that after 34 years, you're going to be handing the reins over to the next generation.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to half hand the reins over, but, you know, we're a family business and, you know, And we have all these young, you know, my kids and everything, they're all in their 30s now and they're smart and, you know, they've worked hard and they grew up in the business. And, you know, one of the things that's a classic thing in family businesses is the owner entrepreneur wants to do everything, you know, every day, and then they end up dying and everybody's scrambling, wondering, what do we do?
Mm.
You know, so... Really, you know, I'm not going to step away. I love it too much. I mean, I actually, you know what, today's exciting for me. I'm going down to Yonkers and walk through that store and meet all the customers, and it'll be a lot of fun. I can't stop doing it. I'm not going to get a canoe with a fishing pole somewhere. Okay, that's not, that wouldn't be fun for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just want to slowly hand the reins over to, you know, my daughter Blake, who's 40 now, and I have a really sharp nephew, Jake, in there who's you know, in his late 30s. And, you know, and I just have to hand the reins over. I think it's smart for anybody listening out there that has a family business, whether you're electricians or plumbers or appliances or whatever. You know, you have to get the next generation up to speed. So, you know, God forbid, I mean, I'm 71. If something happens to me some days, everybody's not sitting there wondering what to do.
No, it makes a lot of sense, although you're not going anywhere, Stu. You can't. I can't deal with that. So, but I think that's
my biggest,
really...
my biggest problem, staying out of their underwear, like, you know, and not get too involved and want to do everything.
Right. How do you step away? Right. Right. That's got to be a weird transition.
Tough.
Yeah, of
well,
course
you know
it
is. I have my three daughters working for me now, and they wrote up a little list, 10 tips for working with dad. And you know what the first one is?
I can't wait to hear this.
Don't do anything till he asks you the third time.
That's hilarious. I love that. I love that. I think that's amazing. And I got to be honest, Stu, I love the idea of your leadership rhyming. I mean, as a journalist, the team Jake Blake, I love that. Or Blake and Jake. I don't know. It makes sense. I love something that rhymes. So I love
Did that. Managing that is difficult. You know, I was in the store the other day and somebody said, oh, family business. Oh, my gosh, that's so tough, you know, with families in a business. And I said, let me ask you a question. You're going out for your holiday meal, right? I said, you having your family over? They said, yeah. I said, is everything lovey-dovey, fantastic, and everybody's hugging and kissing? Well, no, there's a little tension with Uncle Mike and, you know, Aunt Sally or something. I mean, everybody has family issues, you know, and then when you layer a business down on top of it, you know, it gets a little more complex, but we're managing through it. We've been around 100 years. I'd love to see Stu Leonard go on for another 100.
No, me too. Absolutely. And I don't see it going anywhere anytime soon. And that's going to be my next question when we come back, which is expansion plans, because you know where I'm going with this conversation. But, you know, to finish up on this topic, when do you think you'll start to, or I guess, hand the reins over to Jake as CEO, Blake as president, in the next couple of years? Or what are you kind of envisioning?
Next couple of years.
Wow.
Yeah, officially, like the next couple of years. But, you know, it's a mentoring sort of day-by-day training thing.
Yeah, you know? Sure. And honestly, Stu, I would imagine that frees you up to do kind of like what you're doing today, which is to get out there and talk. Because to me, you are like the face of Stu Leonard's, as your father was before you then stepped into this role. I mean, I think people, it is cool to see. Like, we were at an event last month, and Stu was one of the speakers. And I mean, you were like the celebrity there that day. I couldn't decide if I wanted to be like a bodyguard of yours. I was like, oh my gosh, this man is just being flooded with people who just adore your brand, adore your family, and just wanted to like be in your presence. And so this kind of, I would think, allows you to do that, to enjoy sort of the that aspect.
But Melissa, you know, that's another thing is that, you know, my father did a really good job, and I miss him so much, you know, but he did a nice job handing off the reins to myself over the years, and I transitioned. You know, he used to be the Stu Leonard, you know, and then I came along, and he handed the, you know, he always said to me he just wanted to create it so I could stand on his shoulders, you know, and then he did a really good job with that. My job now is to really take. You know, actually, my daughter Blake, what I'd like to do is make her more of the image of the store. She's really, smart young lady and knows wine really well, better than I do, actually. She studied it and worked for Gallo and gave wine tours out in California and Napa Valley and everything. So she's really into food and chefs and wine and. So, everybody wait and see over the next couple of years. What I hope to do is bring my daughter up. And you know who I just asked to help me out is Martha Stewart.
Oh, no way. You can't say things like that. You're like, oh, you know who I just texted the other day just because? Martha Stewart. Well, that's neat.
No, I used to push her shopping cart out to the – she had two shopping carts when she did her catering. When I was a teenager – she used to shop at the store, and I used to help her to her car all the time. So I've known her, you know, just as a friend. She's such a nice person. And so I asked her, I said, could my daughter and I meet with you? And could you help sort of explain this whole image thing, and how do you transfer it? So I haven't heard back yet, but I'm sure I'll be able to sneak down to the city one morning and have a coffee.
Yeah, I'm sure.
With her and my daughter.
Yeah, I have no doubt, Stu. And I saw you the other day filming with Ben Stiller. I want to have one of those. What did he make? A Shirley Temple? That looks good. I want one of those. Yeah. That looked amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know all the celebs.
He's got a soda. He's terrible at making an ice cream cone, though. I brought him back here and gave him a cone and said, okay, here's the spout and the ice cream machine. Go make one. He made an awful
ice cream cone. That's why you got friends like you to fix it.
Hey, maybe if we needed a movie done, we'd hire him. But if we needed somebody to work in the ice cream parlor, he's off the list.
Fair. All right. And obviously, Blake is not hiring him anytime soon. And that's good. That's good. She's following in her father's footsteps. We are chatting with Stu Leonard Jr. I know he's a very busy man. This is like one of the busiest weeks for this guy.
Hey,
yes.
Melissa, you're a celebrity, too. What are you talking about? You're busy also.
Well, yeah, we do the best we can. I don't know if I'm quite at your status, although I meant what I said, Stu. I very much would love to have WICC's 100th birthday party at your store because I didn't even know you
guys did that.
That's so cool.
Yeah, let's do it.
I told Claudia and Alan Sheketoff, I was like, did you guys know that Stu Leonard does birthday parties at their storefront? They were like, no, we never knew that. I was like, well, now I kind of want to have my birthday party there, but I'll settle for ICC's their 100th next year.
Well, you know where we got that idea was I brought my kids down to Disney. And we went to the character breakfast one morning with Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
And so we sort of modeled our parties at the store after that. We just had breakfast with Santa, for instance. And we have the costume. We have a birthday party, but we also have the costume characters come in there for the kids.
So cool.
So, we have, obviously the sausage and the pancakes if it's a morning one. But at lunch, they have pizza and different things, and the parents come, and it's like a fun party, even though the kids, they're 2, 3, 4, 5 years old. But I love going in there to them. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, I'm very much looking forward to celebrating our 100th birthday in the next year. And
let's do it.
Right? We have to. Can Clover be there? Can we please have Clover?
You know what? We'll have Clover come in there. As a matter of fact, I'll even dress up as Clover and come in there.
Oh, my gosh, Stu. But no, we need you in
the
pictures.
I'll take my head off. I'll take the head off.
Okay, Stu, that sounds great. Listen, whatever floats your boat. And by the way, I think this is why Stu Leonard and I became kindred spirits so early on, because a lot of your inspiration on your stores and even the way that you have your staff, which feels like family, obviously, is you modeled a lot of that after the Walt Disney Company, didn't you?
Yeah, my dad was a huge Walt Disney fan.
Yeah.
Huge.
Me too.
I mean, there's quotes all over his, if you dream it, you can build
it.
Yes,
same.
You know, he had so many of Walt's quotes and books and so forth.
I love that, man.
We used to take regular family trips down to Disney. That was one of our, before it got to be $1 jillion to go there.
Yeah.
But as a kid, it's a small, small world, da-da-da-da-da. We went through all that stuff, a dozen times. And, that was really a lot of inspiration for the store.
Yeah, you could tell. It really is such an experience, which is why, here we go. I don't know at this point, but I got to know what's going on the latest with a New Haven County front. I remember, obviously, that you were kind of at a standstill with the orange, but now I'm hearing rumblings about potentially coming to Milford. Is there any truth to that? Is that a bargaining chip? Like, what's going on?
Well, look, we're a family business. It's like you're out looking for a new house, okay? It's the same thing. We got to go out and purchase something and get a mortgage. Our family has to get a mortgage. So, it's got to be for instance, if you're looking for a house, how's the school system? What are the taxes like, et cetera? So, we're out looking for a house. Now, we've had some offers in Milford, which are really good. There's a lot of property coming up. I know there's a Raymore and Flanagan up there near the mall that's available. And we just have to go look at it, and you got to decide, what's the market like up there? What's the traffic like? What's the competition like? How much does it cost? Some developers are just like, this is it. Take it or leave it.
Right.
you know, other ones want to work with you and say, hey, I'll put some wood siding on the side of my building so it looks more like a barn and so forth. So there's a lot of things that go into it, but we are actively looking for our next store location. You know, our family's growing, and you know, we feel we have a strong enough bench of management so that they can deliver the good customer service and the fresh products and, you know, run it like a Stu Leonard. So we're actively looking right now. I don't want to pull the trigger too quick and make a mistake.
But you know, it sounds like, though, I mean, you're not really taking your eye off of Lower New Haven County.
Yeah, no. I love the area, and we have a lot of. I just saw a customer in the store yesterday. They told me some crazy story about how I didn't even know this, but Zioli, who was the first selectman,
yeah,
I guess we were buying pots or something from him years and years ago, and we didn't return all the pots to him. Some customer. But I never heard of it.
Okay.
And he said, oh, well, that's why Zioli was against you in Orange, because you never paid him for the pots, you know?
I thought Zioli liked you. It was it's whoever owns that shop, the former Christmas tree shop. I thought they were the ones getting in your way of that one. I thought Zioli liked you.
I don't really know what went on down there, to tell you the truth. Huh. The only thing I know is we were denied, you know, we were going to be right at that FedEx location there.
Oh, you're talking about the first go-around.
Yeah, the first go-around.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And now, you know, we could easily, we're just looking for retail space right now. And the Christmas tree shop is, you know, that was a idea we couldn't, you know, it's like buying a house, like I said, that we couldn't get work a deal out with them. So yeah. We're still actively looking. We love Orange, everybody. We love Milford. You know, we're actively looking. We're also looking in New Jersey also. We have two stores out there, and that's attractive because you can sell wine in the store along with food.
I know, but, like, Milford's attractive because I live here, and so does WICC.
Yeah,
I so I'd really prefer if you came up here.
Well, plus, we get a lot of customers from up there.
Yeah.
I just saw somebody in the store yesterday. They were telling me, you know, they drive down from Orange and Milford and so forth.
I'm one of them, yes. Yeah, no, I need you in my backyard, Stu. I do. And I would love, as if I haven't already asked enough of you, if you guys open one in Milford or Orange, whatever, mm-hmm. I'm going to ask my bosses if we could do, like, opening day, if we could broadcast the show from there. I just feel like that is, like, we've waited for years for you to come up here. Oh, my gosh, it'd be awesome.
Hey,
it'd be
so fun. Do I have to dress up as the cow again?
No, you could totally be yourself. I feel like, again, you've got celebrity status in your own right. I don't think you need to be Clover.
Yeah.
No, it would be great. It'd be great. All right. Well, we're not losing hope. It's still on my Christmas list for this year. Bring Stu Leonard's to Milford.
Just on a personal note, if I could just, you know, you look around the country now at all the terrible losses that families have had at the holidays here, you know, through the shootings and so forth. Mm. You know, one of the things that happens is the springtime's going to come, and there's a huge amount of drownings that occur in the spring. Mm-hmm. And I would just like to recommend to the parents listening out there that have younger kids, two-year-old boys are the number one bullseye as far as drownings go. But right now is the time to get your kids in a swim lesson. I don't care where you take it. We have our own swim school in Norwalk that we teach kids to swim there. You have goldfish. You have many different ones we work with. But I really encourage the moms and dads out there, get your kids into swimming lessons now and mm-hmm. waterproof them so that when the springtime comes and all the pools open up, that they're going to be safe around the water.
I couldn't agree with you more.
I would hate to have a listener have to go through what my wife and I went through. And I feel the pain of parents who lost a child, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to go through that if possible, you know?
I appreciate that, Stu. And that's certainly why we always welcome you on the show throughout the spring to talk about Stewie the Duck, talk about the campaign, and talk
you've
about the importance
great.
Of this. No, I mean,
yeah,
listen, I'm going to bother you again in the spring for that. Don't you
that's
worry.
That's fine.
Oh, yeah. But I love that. But I love that you mentioned that, because you're right. You know, the holidays certainly are always looked at as this really wonderful time, but it also is sometimes a really dark time for families where it is a reminder of who is not there. And so don't be
Melissa,
added to that list.
When I read about these tragedies, you know, that happened, and you read about the people that have died, I think more almost of the parents and the family.
Of course,
you know, you don't hear a lot about that, but that's devastating to mm-hmm. have to go through.
I agree.
So anyway, get your kids in the swim lessons right now. Probably 8 lessons. You'll waterproof them.
I love that. You're right. You're absolutely right, Stu. I so appreciate everything about you, your amazing family. I hope you have an incredible Christmas, and I look forward to talking to you more in the new year, and keep
us
posted. I love
you. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas, everybody. Have a happy holiday, and I'll talk to you in the new year, Melissa. Thank you.
Can't wait, Stu. Thank you so much. And I promise I'm going to ask my friends if they can make that homemade Bailey's. I'm going to bring it to you and Kim. You have to mix it with your eggnog. I'm telling you, best eggnog I've ever had.
Hey, Melissa, I bet it is, but I bet it's not low calorie either.
Well, no, but we're not talking about that. That doesn't count right now. Just like when you go to Disney, those calories don't count. This doesn't count. We're not talking about that, Stu. We're not going there.
Okay.
You're a joy,
right.
Stu Leonard Jr. Thank you. You too.